Bonjour, francophones and francophiles. Welcome to French Pod. I'm your host, Erica Tremonti.
And I'm Amaury Libert. Bonjour.
You're about to listen to a newbie lesson today where you're going to learn how to ask somebody for a light.
Yeah.
If you're not a smoker, you should still listen because you're going to, first of all, learn some great vocabulary. But there's other reasons you should know this stuff too, right, Amaury?
True, Erica. Even my friends who are non-smoker in France, you know, they get annoyed because they're asked for a cigarette.
On the street.
On the street.
People just come up to you, strangers, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, they even don't think about being asked this question. And then, obviously, they need to say something.
Right, so even if you're not going to have to ask, you should know in case someone asks you. So we're about to listen to a dialogue, and that's the situation. We have a woman minding her own business, walking down the street.
Yeah.
Is there anything, words that the listeners are going to hear in the dialogue that's coming up that might help them understand the first time around?
Tenez.
Tenez. And what does that mean?
Here.
Yeah, like, here you go.
Here it is.
Tenez. All right. We're about to listen to the dialogue three times. It's okay if you don't understand anything this first time around because afterwards we're going to come back and translate it for you.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Dialogue second time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Dialogue third time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Excuse me, do you have a light?
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Excuse me, would you happen to have a light?
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu? Oui. Tenez.
Yes, here.
Oui. Tenez.
Sure, here you go.
Oui, tenez. Et une cigarette aussi.
A cigarette too?
Et une cigarette aussi.
And would you have a cigarette too?
Et une cigarette aussi? Vous plaisantez.
You're joking.
Vous plaisantez.
Are you serious?
Vous plaisantez.
All right, let's look at these expressions and find out what just happened.
Yeah, I've got a funny situation here.
Yeah, because they kind of asked for a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying, yeah?
All right, so let's look at this first sentence. How do you ask someone, do you have a light?
Vous avez du feu?
Okay, we're going to take that apart a little bit. First of all the stuff we're learning today is the word vous. It's the vous form.
Yeah.
And that's the formal way to say you.
When you don't know the person.
Then you have to say vous, because they're strangers.
Exactly, which is the case here. They're in the street. They don't know each other. You address someone, so it's vous.
Okay, so first we have, do you have?
Vous avez.
And avez is the verb avoir, to have. And so to say you have.
Vous avez.
So what is it they want?
Du feu.
Okay, now this literally means some fire.
That's it.
Okay, which is the word for fire?
Feu.
In general, that means fire, but here it also means a light. That's the word you use in French to say lighter.
Yeah, that's the expression, Erica.
Mm.
Vous avez du feu.
Okay, so
fire.
What's the du part?
Some.
So, du feu.
Some fire. Du feu. Sounds a little bit difficult to pronounce these two words. Du feu.
Du feu. It is a little difficult, especially if you're an English speaker.
All right, but so maybe please listen up, pay attention. It's not that complicated. Du feu.
Du feu.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you want to practice a little bit more, you can go to Frenchpod.com. We have a pronunciation guide.
Mm-hmm.
That's free.
Yep.
And you can listen to the files and really practice it so you can master these sounds, because you won't learn them right away. It takes some practice. So the whole sentence then, do you have lights?
Vous avez du feu?
Okay. Do they?
Oui.
Okay, and then they say, what is the next part?
Tenez.
That's the word we learned before. It means,
yep,
here you go.
Here it is.
And that's the verb tenir.
Oui.
Which means to hold.
That's right.
So to say, here you go, you say, here, like, hold it.
Hold it.
Yeah. So what is it again?
Tenez.
And that's the vous form of that word.
That's correct. We're still in a formal way.
Right. So that's not all they want. They're not satisfied there.
No, they're picky.
They need something to light.
So they ask, et une cigarette aussi.
And a cigarette too. Now, cigarette, that's an easy one.
The same word in English, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
But it's a feminine noun. So to say a cigarette, what do you say?
Une cigarette.
Okay.
And so since they've asked for a light already, they add aussi.
Also.
Also.
Aussi, or to, also, as well.
I know you've got many translations in English for aussi.
Mm-hmm.
In French, just one word, aussi.
Oh, well, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're like, are you kidding me?
Vous plaisantez.
Okay, so that's the verb plaisanter, which means like to joke around, right?
Yeah, that's it. Vous plaisantez. In this case, are you joking me?
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah, bitch much, man.
And then, yeah, you're going a little too far. What do you want next?
Yeah, my wife. That's it.
And this one, you also, when you want to say, I'm joking, je plaisante.
Oh, this one is much more a softer, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Je plaisante. You can make a nice joke to your friend and then you go, je plaisante.
No, I'm just kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
And here, but though, they're like, are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Vous plaisantez.
I say we listen to the dialogue 3 more times. What do you think?
Good idea.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Dialogue second time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Dialogue third time.
Excusez-moi, vous avez du feu?
Oui, tenez.
Et une cigarette aussi?
Vous plaisantez.
Okay, we're back. Now, Amri, France sometimes has a reputation of being a place where a lot of people smoke.
Oh, but you tell me, Erica. What did you think when you arrived?
I think that I ended up smoking a lot more than I did before I got there by the time that I left.
Although it's not cheaper.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's about the same as anywhere in the West. Cigarettes are always expensive.
So it's true, we've got the reputation and a load of people smoke in France. But it tends to go down these days because obviously, like, everywhere else in the world, I think. And so for that, the government did a smoking ban, which starts in the beginning of the year.
Because less and less people are okay with smoking. France actually banned smoking. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, you still can't smoke in the street. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's true in every public place.
Uh-huh.
So even in a bar, in a club, or obviously a hospital, workplace, you cannot smoke anymore.
So today we learned a lot of great things.
Sure.
I'd ask for cigarette and lighter, but we also learned, do you have?
Vous avez.
And here you go.
Tenez.
You're joking.
Vous plaisantez.
Right. So if you have any questions about this dialogue, or any questions about anything at all, or you want to give us a hard time for still being dirty smokers.
Yeah, please come and visit the website.
at Frenchpod.com, where you can also find all kinds of great things to help you study on your own outside the podcast. We got all kinds of tools for you, so come visit us. So, à demain.
Salut.